3 a.m. kitchen towel, couldn't take it anymore. Phone full of doom, I couldn't stop, couldn't steer. A system so big, my voice would disappear into the algorithm, into the dead, into the noise of a million people screaming, stripped of any choice. I wasn't crying, that's the thing, I was past all that. Just empty, just gone, just a man falling flat. My wife found me there, took the phone from my hand, said you can't fix the ocean, but there's dry land. She dropped a paper by my coffee the next day. City council meeting Tuesday, have your say. On the lot behind the school, they're selling it off to some developer who's paid enough to make them cough up our kids' sunlight for his condos in the sky. I laughed, said, baby, what's the point of asking why? It's all rigged, it's all bought, it's all the same machine. She said, daddy, quit, you quitting too, go see what I mean. So I dragged myself to the basement of the hall, fluorescent lights and folding chairs against the wall. 30 people, maybe, styrofoam and sweat, the smallest room I'd ever seen, but I ain't seen nothing yet. Local, that's where I stopped being invisible, but where the impossible got permissible. You can't audit the Fed, but you can audit this room. Can't stop the printer, but you can stop the gloom from taking everything. There's a level where it's real, where a voice in a chair is a hand on the wheel. Local, local, that's the ground beneath my feet, the only place where I'm not just a receipt. Councilman Patterson, slick as a needle, started talking about the lot, fiscal responsibility spiel. When this woman, Thurgood Center, Whitehead 75, named Eleanor, stood up like something come alive. Said, I've lived it 52 years, exposed your game before. You sold the lot on Maple to your brother-in-law. Now you're selling our grandchildren's sunlight for a fee to a man who doesn't live here. You'll go through me. The room went quiet, then it started like a wave. Jimmy from the hardware store, his hand up, looking brave. And Maria from the clinic, then a kid I didn't know. 3, 5, 7 people standing, saying no. Patterson's face went white, he shuffled through his notes. Said, we'll table the motion, swallowed all his quotes. Eleanor sat down, adjusted her glasses, didn't smile. Just nodded like she'd done this many times, and it was worth the while. Every single time. Local, that's where Eleanor stands guard. Local, where the big game isn't hard to understand. It's just a man who wants to sell what isn't his to sell. And we can tell him no right to his face and watch him fold. Local is the fire when you thought you'd gone cold. Patterson's up for re-election in the fall, and I'll be at every meeting, back against the wall learning. Heading for the door, I called her, said that was something, done this before. She laughed, said, honey, I've been coming here since 68. They count on you not showing, that's how they operate. They count on the bigness, making you feel small. But this room's got four walls, and they have to look at you. Can't hide behind a screen, expose just a word until you've seen what I've seen. I go every Tuesday now, sit behind Eleanor. She's teaching me to read the minutes, know the score, and when the doom creeps up, when I feel Danny's ghost, I remember you can't save the ocean, but you can save the coast. Right here, right now, 30 folding chairs is against the current, against the billionaires. It ain't much, but it's real, and they have to look me in the eye.